Hello friends, Chris Matthew with Forbidden Knowledge News, here with a special announcement. We are starting production on the Forbidden documentary. That's right, we're breaking out the camera, lights, microphone, and hitting the road. This is going to be much bigger than your average conspiracy doc. It's going to be a conspiracy docuseries. And we're going to take all of you on the road with Forbidden Knowledge News, as well as all your favorite guests that have appeared over the years, authors, researchers, scientists, whistleblowers, contactees, fellow broadcasters, and some of you listening as well. The topics will include paranormal, ufology, historical conspiracies, hidden ancient history, current conspiracies, spirituality, cryptids, and much, much more. We're going to visit sacred and spiritual sites and places of high strangeness, and hopefully visit with as many of you along the way as possible. This project is currently completely self-funded, and we're asking for your help. We are going to jump into this head first, and hopefully the universe and maybe some of our amazing audience will help a bit. If you'd like to get involved with the production, email me, forbiddenknowledgenews@gmail.com. And if you would like to help by leaving a donation, we have a Buy Me a Coffee or PayPal option. You can go to supportfkn.com or click that PayPal link in the description. Any amount is greatly appreciated and will help tremendously. And if you make a donation through supportfkn.com, you're going to also get access to select chapters from Corey Hughes' upcoming book about the JFK assassination. Be a part of an epic journey of discovery and truth with the Forbidden documentary. Welcome back to Forbidden Knowledge News. I'm your host, Chris Matthew. Today my guest is David Oates. Before I bring him on, a couple of announcements. First, you, our audience, you're amazing. Thank you for all your support. Thank you for sticking around over the years. We would not be here if it wasn't for all of you. Forbidden Knowledge News is available on Rockfin, Minds, Odyssey, Rumble, and all podcast platforms. Rockfin is where you get our premium content, and you also get all the premium content from every creator on Rockfin. You go to rockfin.com/FKN+ or click the link in the description. Also, if you make a donation to help with the Forbidden documentary through supportfkn.com, you're going to get tons of never-before-seen bonus JFK files and information from Corey Hughes' upcoming book, A Warning from History. Our website, forbiddenknowledge.news, is also the home of the Forbidden Knowledge Network. This is where you find podcasts like Raised by Giants, The Ancient Gift, Inception, Understanding Propaganda, The Quantum Guide Show, Day Zero, and much more. Finally, check out our friends at C60 Purple Power. C60 has been outstanding for myself. It may be the most powerful antioxidant known to man. It's helped me with energy, inflammation. I've lost tons of weight since I started taking it a couple of years ago, and I feel amazing. Check them out for yourself, though. That link is right there in the description. If you order, you get 10% off plus free shipping. Today I want to welcome David Oates. It was while running a halfway house in 1984 that he first heard about backward messages in rock and roll. A new hobby was then born, playing tapes backwards. He rapidly became obsessed with this hobby, and by 1987 he developed his theory of reverse speech. Since that time, he has had an active career now spanning 32 years, furthering the field of reverse speech as his full-time occupation. He's developed new theories and designed therapeutic and training techniques and has published several books on the phenomenon. He is also a certified hypnotherapist and trainer, and currently attends to his therapy and corporate consulting business using reverse speech techniques. David, welcome. How you doing?
I'm doing very well, sir. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I've been looking forward to this. This is going to be a great episode. We're going to be discussing your work with reverse speech analysis, which is basically the phenomenon of uncovering hidden messages in reverse speech. And theoretically, if human speech is recorded and played backwards, somehow mixed amongst the gibberish at regular intervals, you can hear very clear statements. These statements usually appear in short sentence form and are nearly always related to the forward speech in some way. And it appears constantly throughout language, so much in fact that it may be a natural part of our speech process. So this is going to be fascinating, and you have plenty of examples to get into, but this is your first time on. So first, tell us a little bit about yourself and what got you looking into reverse speech.
Sure. Well, I've been doing reverse speech for 40 years now, so a long time. It's my full-time career. I started back in 1983. I heard about backward messages in rock and roll. I'm sure any of you who are old enough can remember those days of spinning records backwards and hearing satanic messages. So I was running a halfway house for street kids, and one of the kids handed me a sermon of a fundamentalist preaching, and so I listened to it, and he talked about satanic messages. So I'm an electronics buff, ham radio operator, pretty proficient with electronics. So I got a tape player out and started playing these records backwards, and I could hear what they were hearing, and I'm thinking, oh, this is weird, how's that getting there? And first thing I checked for, obviously, has the soundtrack been altered? That's obviously the first thing you look at. And no, there'd be no technical manipulation. I played the phrases to friends, came around, and they heard the same thing, and I'm scratching my head. The fundamentals claim this was all the work of the devil, so I didn't necessarily buy that. And as I started playing more and more just music to start off with backwards, I found a whole bunch of messages that weren't satanically related. They were about love or politics. And so it was clear to me this was not just satanic messages. And then in 87, I accidentally stumbled across the phenomenon in normal human speech. And why don't I prelude this by playing you the very first example I ever heard in human speech. And once I started finding them in speech, that puts a whole different twist on it. You know, it's one thing to spin a record backwards and hear satanic messages, but to hear the same phenomenon in speech puts a whole different spin on it. So let me play the very first example. You'll recognize this famous track. This is Neil Armstrong taking his first steps on the moon. I don't want to get into the controversy, did we go to the moon or not? So this is just an example, okay?
Right.
So here's the forwards.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Backwards it says, man will spacewalk. So I heard that example in 1987, and I was gobsmacked. I go, well, what on earth is this? How on earth is this getting there? And so I started running speech backwards, and I found that with normal human speech, on average, you'd find a backward message every 20 or 30 seconds of what someone's thinking or feeling at the time of speaking. I was so fascinated by this, I just kept on researching. I wrote a book called Beyond Backward Masking, which was purported to explain the backward masking phenomena. And my claim was, as you read at the beginning, is that it's just a natural form of language. As all of us are creating the sounds of our speech, we're putting those sounds together in such a way that we're saying two things at once, one forward and one backwards. So that's the theory I proposed. The Australian press picked up on my work, and I did quite a few talk shows and TV programs in Australia. And then my work work got heard about in the United States and came to America for a lecture tour, which led to me living in America for 10 years, lecturing and teaching and training. And I moved back to Australia 20 years ago and moved my whole business online. So I still do lectures and workshops, but I do them all online now, you know. And I got a fairly busy therapeutic practice where I use it with clients. That's really where my living is, in working with clients and dealing with everyday problems. So let's play you another example of it in normal human speech.
Now, you said that you also use it for therapeutic purposes. What would be the therapeutic purposes?
Oh, what's so many different areas. I'm working with a young man now who is autistic, and he has improved in leaps and bounds since I've been working with him. I'm working with a woman right now with severe migraines. We had some initial success with her, but it seems has faded off. We'll try and get it back again. I work with depression and marital issues, and I work with cancer patients quite a few times, working with a couple right now, and I've had success. Variety of issues, really. One of the great things about reverse speech is that if you come to me with a problem, let's suppose you suffer from depression, I can record you for 30 minutes, and the reversals, though I find, will pretty much give me a pretty accurate look as what's going on inside the unconscious, and many times it will give me clues on how to fix it. Let me just play an example that illustrates this. This is a woman who came to me with money problems, okay? Mm-hmm. So she's talked to me about her money problems.
She and I need to work this issue out, but it started to bring up all my money fears and stuff. And the thing is if I know I start sourcing fear again, I'm going to go way downhill.
And we play a section backwards, and she says, work on my grief. Now let's play the whole lot backwards, and you'll hear how it just jumps up out of the gibberish. Listen to this. Hear how it just jumps up out of the gibberish there? So that reversal tells me that a lot of her money issues are to do with unresolved grief. And using regular psychotherapy could take you months to get to that stage. And reverse speech bypasses all of that and tells me exactly what the problem is and exactly how to fix it, and which gives me amazing results in therapy. I tend to be the therapist of last resort. People come to me after they've tried everything else, and once they've been with me, they said, "Gee, I should have gone to you first."
During these reversals is definitely linked to your subconscious mind, to things that are festering or something that you could be thinking subconsciously or feeling, but whenever you say these words forward, somehow it's linking to that subconscious thought and bringing it out backwards. Right.
Yeah, you've got it. That's exactly what's happening. Yeah. It's the unconscious speaking. I believe that for a split second before we put our speech sounds together, the unconscious is creating our sounds of speech. So it says two things, one forwards and one backwards. If you ever listen to anyone talk for a long period of time, you'll hear their speech is full of pauses and stutters and stammers and tonal alterations, and it's a very dynamic process, speech, and a lot of those inconsistencies in speech are there so that the reverse phrase can appear.
That's so interesting. Now, you've been doing this a long time, and you've done reversals from everyone from politicians to celebrities, and you have a super long list, and I was looking at some on your website. I have a few that I'd like to go through, but before I choose some, what are some of your most favorite, maybe the most profound ones that you've heard over the years from maybe some big names?
Oh, okay. Well, one of the... A very profound one that got me thinking a whole new direction was on JFK's inauguration. This is in 1961. Listen to his inaugural speech.
The slow undoing of those human rights to which this nation has always been committed, and to which we are committed today at home and around the world.
Now backwards, he says, head is hitting the car.
Head is hitting the car.
Head is hitting the car.
And again.
Head is hitting the car.
He has a premonition of his death, because that's how he died, a head shot.
Oh,
bullet
wow.
to the head. You can see it very clearly in the Zapruder film. So that was a very profound one. That's really tapping into a prediction of his own demise, which is we call them premonition reversals. Reversals come in probably about a dozen or so different categories. You have congruent and incongruent and expansive and communication, and that is what called a premonition, a seeing into the future.
Wow. Maybe while we're on the premonition, are there any other one premonition reversals that stick out for you?
Oh, sure. Quite a few, actually.
Yeah, let's hear a couple of those.
You know what? Let me just go to where's one I'm looking for? Hang on. This is the one I'm looking for. Oh, I just saw it. I just went past it. Hang on. Where are we? Okay. This is on me. And this is the one that turned me on to premonition reversals. This is a radio show I'm doing in England. Okay. So let's run it forwards.
The most powerful way, because you can hear it in straightforward everyday English. But yeah, we are hardwired to tell the truth.
So I'm saying forwards, we are hardwired to tell the truth. And backwards, we heard a reversal that had no relation to the forward dialogue, had no idea what it meant. I'll play it and I'll talk about it. It says, on a highway, there's the chill here.
On a highway, there's the chill here.
On a highway, there's the chill here.
So found that reverse, had no idea what it meant. But anyway, 2 weeks later, I'm in America driving south of Portland, and I get caught in a huge snowstorm or blizzard, and I was down to about 5 miles an hour, and so the reversal accurately predicted what was going to happen to me. And let me play one other one that's more poignant. This is one I found in this is one I found 3 months before COVID hit. And when was that? 2020, wasn't it? Yeah. So this is on a client's reversals.
You know, he was very much a control freak in that sense, and she felt very powerless and also very suppressed, like I did. Yeah, so, you know, that's pretty much what I thought she would say.
And this says, Southern USA.
Southern USA.
Southern USA.
And again.
Southern USA.
So I went on the radio programs that I normally do and said, look, I don't know what's going to happen, but something's going to hit America very suddenly, very soon. And, of course, it was COVID. So the reversal actually predicted that. I also found one predicting 911. Am I going too fast for you?
No, go ahead. But while you look for that, I just have a question. What do you say to skeptics that are saying, you know, you might just be picking out certain words or you know, it could this could make out anything when played at a certain speed, or that it's just gibberish, you know? What do you say to that?
Yeah, well, okay, well, there's several ways I can say it. If the reversal changes when you change the speed, then it's not a genuine reversal. Okay, it's gibberish. A genuine reversal will remain the same no matter what the speed is at, whether it's fast or slow. These phrases can be heard independently by other people. Many times I do lectures, I'm not telling people what they say in advance, and most people can hear them fairly clearly. They're occurring at least once every 15 to 30 seconds of speech in grammatically correct sentences that can be heard by others. The odds of that occurring by pure chance are incalculable. I mean, the odds of getting a phrase, man will spacewalk, when Neil Armstrong's walking on the moon, allegedly walking on the moon, is astronomical, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And just by pure statistics, It can't be a coincidence. It can't be a random chance. Monash University in Melbourne, Australia, did blind tests where they played reversals independent subjects, and the result of their testing showed that these reversals could indeed be heard by others without prompting. So if it was imagination, then others wouldn't be able to hear it. If it changes when the speed changes, it's not a genuine reversal, it's gibberish. One of the misconceptions around reverse speech is that everything backwards means something. That's not so. They're only occurring once every 15 to 30 seconds, so they're not constant. Yeah, and then there's all these common trends that I've documented in all my books that personally, I think you've got more chance of a monkey building a computer in a room of electronic components than of this being imagination or coincidence.
Right. Well, I think my audience would enjoy some reversals, starting maybe with some big politicians, some notorious ones in this community. Maybe let's start with one of the most disliked maybe in this community, Hillary Clinton. Do we have any from her?
Hillary. Oh, okay.
Yeah, let's get from that old bag.
All right. Let me get my Hillary Clinton reversals up. I got to find them at the top of my head.
Yeah.
Okay, here's Hillary Clinton on the campaign trail. Here we go.
You know what? It also matters when he makes fun of people with disabilities. Calls women pigs.
Talking about Trump, back what she says, and I'll scam you.
And I'll scam you.
That's Hillary Clinton on the campaign. Hey?
That's a good one.
That's pretty obvious. Where's the other one? Here's a funny one. This is her unconscious talking to her.
I have spent a very long time, my entire adult life, looking for ways to even the odds, to help people have a chance to get ahead.
And here her unconscious tells her to be quiet, says, oh, be quiet.
Oh, be quiet.
Yeah, now I got a great one on Trump talking about Hillary's emails.
Let's hear it.
Let me see if I can put my hand on that one.
And if also after this, if we have anything kind of related to COVID type deceptions, that would be great.
Oh yeah, I got lots on that. I'm not normally allowed to play them on the radio.
Oh, you can play them here. That's fine.
Okay. All right. Here's Trump talking about Hillary's Clinton's emails. You know, you remember the big controversy, the bleach bit, and all that type of stuff. Okay.
When he gave up that email thing, he said, here, Hillary. And you know what? That was orchestrated by the Democratic Party.
Now, you tell me how this reversal can be a coincidence. He says, Hillary, let's see this email.
Hillary, let's see this email.
Let's see this email.
And once more.
Hillary, let's see this email.
So he's talking about Hillary's emails forwards, okay? And he's talking about Hillary's emails backwards. What are the odds of that? Yeah. You know, just that one alone, you can't calculate it, really. I mean, it's just crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, let me get to my COVID files. Give me 1 second. I got so much stuff on COVID, it's not funny. Okay, let's start with when the COVID first broke. Okay, this is the CDC. This is in January of 2020. We'll run this forward. Hang on, what's happening here?
We have for many weeks been saying that while we hope this is not going to be severe, we are planning as if it is.
Deceiving your con. Okay, so we know first off that there's something about the virus that we're not being told, is we're not being straight about. Deceiving your con. What's a con? I've actually written a whole book on it, actually, entitled The Big Con.
Yeah.
So, I'm not saying COVID doesn't exist. I'm saying COVID does, but the reason why it's here and the effect that it's had has been just devastating. Listen to this one. This is on Bill Gates. This is in 2016. 2016, okay, 4 years before COVID.
We simply buy investments that are properly in place by governments, and then we do our good work through our donations.
And it says, Corona grow in humans now.
Corona grow in humans now.
Corona grow in humans now. Corona grow in humans now.
So what on earth is coronavirus doing on Bill Gates back in 2016? You need to be asking some very serious questions over that one.
Yeah.
Let me get someone Fauci. Let me get Fauci up.
Yeah, great. I was just about to ask about Fauci.
Got lots on Fauci. Perfect. All right, here he is talking about the vaccine.
That the federal government had been involved in the development and or facilitation of three separate platforms of vaccines. One was the mRNA. The other were vector, either an adenovector or a chimp vector, and the other was the soluble recombinant proteins.
And here it says, then they mark you, all be lost.
Then they mark you, all be lost.
Then they mark you, all be lost. Then they mark you, all be lost.
So what does he mean by then they mark you? We could get, talk about all the rubbish that's in the vaccine and all everything it's going to do to you.
Right.
Boy, I got so many reversals about that. I haven't taken the vaccine, obviously.
Same for here. Right.
Yeah. Okay. So, look, here, listen to this one. Then I'll play another one with Fauci. Yeah. Okay, here's Fauci.
You have a 93 to 94% protection compared to the people who are not vaccinated. That means you have like a 9 out of 10 chance of not getting infected compared to the people who are unvaccinated.
Look at me, the con, and need a con. So what is the con? Well, con is partly where the virus came from. There was a big confrontation in Congress between I know that guy's name, between Fauci and Rand Paul, and he was asking Fauci whether this was a gain of function research. Right. Was this a result of gain of function research? And Fauci emphatically says no. Okay. So here's the interaction.
But again, we have not funded gain of function research on this virus in the Wuhan Institute of Virology. No matter how many times
you're parsing words,
there was research.
But backwards, he confesses and says yes, super germ.
Yes, super germ.
Yes,
so he's saying, yes, we have conducted gain of function research and we've created this amazing new virus. I mean, that's a straight confession. Okay.
Yeah,
what this guy's still doing as head of whatever he's head of is just really puzzling to me. I just don't understand it. This sums up Fauci. This is what I think of Fauci.
We're going to get data on all of the mix and max combinations. So you're really talking a couple to 3 weeks.
And he says, a little fucker.
Little fucker.
Little fucker. Little fucker.
Oh, that's not very clear. Sorry about that. I thought that was clearer than that. Sure, I like him to be clearer than that. Let me see. Okay, here. This one on Fauci. I mean, I've got hundreds of them on him. I'm just searching through, finding out which ones stick out.
Well, sooner or later, I don't know if it's all going to be coming out at once. I mean, the one thing for sure is the thing that's on a lot of people's minds is, what about outdoors?
We must now be lying.
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 Yeah, let's hear a couple more Fauci, and then maybe if you have anything from Biden, that'd be great.
Oh, I got lots of Biden. Fauci, which one will I play? I'm trying to find the clearest ones. Fauci is making a lot of money out of the virus. I've got a lot of reversals about that. Here's one of them.
Yeah. Well, I think just the reality, Chuck, and history proves that wrong. There are people who have tried their best, put masks on, washed their hands. This is a very, very transmissible virus.
You've seen the cash need a lie.
You've seen the cash need a lie.
So he's making money out of it. And what we've been told about the virus is actually totally contrary to what it actually is. But all right, let's play some of Biden. I got some classic ones on Biden. Okay, the first one I want to play is this one here. Okay, Biden, in one of his classic slip-ups, okay? He stutters and stammers and carries on.
There's been no indication that's the case at all with regard to, there's a total of...
Can you believe that guy's ahead of the free world? And he says backwards, have I lost it?
I've lost it.
You sure did.
He sure has.
That was great. Sure.
Yeah, I love that one. That's a classic one. And here's another one of Biden I love too. He was on, when he was on the air saying, take the vaccine. Every speech he gave, he said, take the vaccine. So here he is telling us to take the vaccine.
It may be deadlier than the ones that have come before. Let me say again and again and again and again, please get vaccinated. It's the only responsible thing to do.
There's nagging at nag. That's what he was doing, nagging all of us to get the vaccine. Look, I've got an ominous one here. Let me see if I can put my hands on it real quick. It's about what's coming up. It must be in my 2022 file. Hang on. It's not on 22. Rather concerning reversal. No, it's not in this file either. All right, it must be in 2021. Hang on, I can do a search. This is, I believe, this is a warning as to what's coming up, if I can find it. And I think hang on, I know where it'll be. It'll be in my webinar folder. Yeah, here it is. Got it. Okay, here he is talking about the virus.
One of the great gifts of the spirit of independence. And think about this. One of the great gifts is our capacity to see ourselves whole and see ourselves honestly.
Okay, he's not talking about the virus. This is from his 4th of July speech. And he says backwards, you're not safe, Armageddon.
You're not safe, Armageddon.
That's a bit of a scary one.
That is a bit ominous, yeah.
Yeah, I know. That is a scary one. And of course, we got Russia threatening nukes.
Are you at a crossroads in life with unanswered questions? How does your past connect to your present life? October Hallam can help you discover how your past connects to your present and is shaping your future. October is an intuitive, healer, empath, and medium with over 20 years of experience helping people navigate through some of life's greatest challenges. A recent client from Egypt says, October is pure magic. We keep coming back for more and recommended her to our closest friends. If you would like to book a session with October, please contact her at theancientgift222@gmail.com.
He is the Russian ambassador to the United Kingdom.
So far, I cannot say that it happened, but we are always prepared for a dialogue. We are always prepared for improvement of relations if it will be a way with bilateral way, of course, there's mutual desire.
They will bear evil defeat.
They will bear evil defeat. They will bear evil defeat. They will bear evil defeat.
Them's are fighting words, aren't they?
Yeah.
And here's the oh, we should look at Peskov. He's Putin's Secretary of State. Let me see. We'll try this one.
And by the way, NATO is, in our understanding, its organization that was tailored and was created for confrontation, not for defense. And NATO is not a dove of peace, and not a dove of stability, and not a dove of prosperity. NATO is a weapon of confrontation.
And he says, so wide the con. The word con has come up so many times in the last 2 years, or ever since COVID broke. It's an underlying theme of all the politicians I'm looking at, which tells me that what we are seeing is not what's really happening. The whole world is being conned right now. Why we're being conned? Well, I've got my theories. I've actually written a book on it called The Big Con. So you can get that by going to my website, reversespeech.com.
Excellent. Now, do you have anything that we could look at that exposes what could be behind the vaccination, some of the agendas?
Yes, I do. Let me get my file on the vaccine. Vaccine board. No, that's not the one we want. I got to find where I got it filed. COVID lecture. Okay, here's one talking about vaccine.
Like many of you, trying to figure out what are we going to do for Thanksgiving? How are we going to do it? We've narrowed down which family members and that they were tested, recently tested in 24 hours.
Ah, no, this is about the test. Let's test the weapon.
Test the weapon.
The virus and everything associated to it is really talking about a weapon. Fauci. Okay, here's Fauci talking about the virus, I believe.
Is that you generally let that person who might actually be infected to go back into society and inadvertently be infecting other people.
Bogus, the death made you.
Bogus, the death made you.
Bogus, the death made you. Bogus, the death made you.
So they're looking for death, but what it really is, I'm trying to think where all these reversals are that answers that question. Let's have a look. Oh, okay. Here's one on Australia's Prime Minister. Listen to this one.
Now, the good news is a month on from that, as we've gone through, whether it's what we've seen there or Victoria or New South Wales or other places, that hope was confirmed, and that gives us a lot more confidence, even more than we had at that point.
He's talking about the virus. We planned the nerve mixer. Talk about the vaccine, sorry. We planned the nerve mixer.
And the nerve mixer.
And the nerve mixer.
I believe that the RNA vaccine that were given to us is a weapon. It's designed to kill. I don't think we've seen it all yet. I think we're going to see it a lot in the future. It's directly affecting our DNA. Listen to this one. This is a doctor talking about it.
That allowed the DNA to go inside our own cells, and then they are supposed to then make foreign proteins that supposedly generate immunity.
And this one says, we void this DNA.
We void this DNA.
We void this DNA. We void this DNA.
So he's talking directly about the vaccine, and the vaccine is attacking the DNA. I think we're going to see a lot. We haven't started to see it yet. We're going to here's Trump on the vaccine.
We're getting along very well with the governors. This whole situation with respect to talking to us about equipment and equipment needs, giving us a little bit of lead time, so important, all the supplies.
He says, your vaccine, they've broken it.
Your vaccine, they've broken it.
The way I interpret that is there has been something done to the vaccine. That's going to cause a lot of trouble, like this one here. Listen to this one.
They want me to do a commercial saying, take the vaccine.
Wow.
And they think that's very important, and I'd certainly do it. But then I call them, I say, let me ask you a question. You just did something. 6 people out of 8 million people, somebody said that Tylenol, women's birth control, all cause far more. 6 people.
Here goes the SHOG vaccine. SHOG in Urban Dictionary is harmful, dangerous. Here's another one talking about the vaccine.
This action will give them maximum flexibility to use the guard against the virus without having to worry about cost or liability.
Enormous help from a scam.
From a scam.
Oh, no. Oh, that's done wrong. Huh. That's just from a scam. Okay, no, that's not right. All right, hang on. Let me see. I've got a whole folder on the vaccine. I can't see it at the top of my head. That's very frustrating.
Now, is there anything that could be, like you said, reverse premonition about anything that might be indications of what's to come, the next step of what they want to occur with this whole COVID agenda?
Yeah, yes, I do. You're asking all the right questions.
That's good.
Okay, here is reversals. They're premonition reversals about what is to come. Okay, so here's the first one. These are ones I found on clients recently.
These are franchise. They do tax returns as franchises, H&R Block, and things like that.
Help me go bomb shelter. And then we've got this one.
Ella, yeah. It sounds like this is something we might ought to be doing and figuring out how to. Oh, what if we? Let's see. If we could.
These are all on clients. Instant, we'll feel a war. And then we've got this one here. Are you hearing all of these, by the way?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So this has helped. The COVID has been a big blessing in that respect.
I see the rockets fly. Everything I'm finding in reverse says that we are headed to a major world war. The COVID vaccine was the start of that. Here's one that says world war.
I believe that all the world leaders that are on our side and you know, working for righteousness.
Uh-huh. World war.
World war.
And then we get this one here.
I have so many friends that have been reading conspiracy theories, and they're posting all the stuff now, you know.
Yeah, I know. It's all over the place.
Oh, it is.
And this one
I don't know what the numbers are. I mean, the people that aren't on the internet reading those things.
This one says they need the war.
Hey, Ilha. Mm-hmm. Hey, Ilha. Mm-hmm.
I mean, look, I'm about to propose a pretty dark theory about all of this, but I think based on all the reversals I've found, the vaccine was deliberately created to mess with our DNA. We're going to see long-term effects on it. The world wants a war. I think there's got to be a big financial reset. I've got reversals on, head of the financial forum.
Klaus Schwab?
Thank you.
Yeah.
I got reversals on him saying we need a financial reset.
Yeah, let's hear some reversals on old Klaus.
Sure. As you can see, I've done a lot of work.
Yeah, this is great. This is great.
Where is Klaus Schwab? Schwab. Here we go. Okay. Listen to this one.
And by the end of the year, we aim to celebrate the opening of our 500 city-based hubs. The growth of the community has been truly remarkable. And that's what I'm maybe most proud of in my life.
And here he says, perfect bomb, may they rule. Okay, so that sounds like a takeover of some sort. And of course, this is what everyone wants. This is what
I remember the moment of the birth of the Global Shapers community very well. Back in 2011,
a dream, lots of cash you want.
Now, I'm just curious, have you or anyone that you know done research on reverse speech for different languages and notice any similarities? Is it the same? Does it work the same way?
Yeah, good question. We've looked so far at French, German, and Spanish. We have found reversals in each of those languages in their own language. If someone is bilingual, you can get reversals in both languages. Depending on how fluent they are in the second language, depends on how many reversals you'll get in the second language. I believe that because it's a natural functional language, we are all doing it. And as we look at other languages, we're going to find it as well in every language. Language is bilevel, forwards and backwards. And in reverse, we reveal the truth. So, yeah, I believe we'll find it everywhere in all languages.
That's so interesting.
I got a lot more on Schwab. I'm just trying to find them all.
I have a few requests from some of my friends and listeners here that we could get to while waiting. Let's see who we got on my list. George Bush Sr., Daddy Bush. You got any of him?
Oh, George Bush Sr. You know what? I don't think I do have many of him.
We can go with Junior then if you got
Junior,
along the same lines,
have...
you know.
Yeah, okay, let's have a look at Junior. I got quite a few on Junior. But Senior, do I have a Bush on Senior?
He just seems
well, here's
to
George
be the,
Junior talking about George Senior. This was the day after 9/11.
That an act of war was declared on the United States of America.
And here he says, rule the planet, Dad. We can talk about 9/11. I've got a whole bunch of research on 9/11.
Oh, really?
So that's what he wants, Dad, to rule the planet. Let me see. Here's a funny one. Talking about working with the Senate.
Today, the federal government Council of Economic Advisers released a report that estimates the bipartisan agreement reached this week can save 300,000 American jobs.
And it says, Senate, they're all first-year losers.
Senate. No, first year losers.
Wow, those are very clear.
Yeah, I know. I got another one talking about the Congress, but I think the file's corrupted. Let me see. I know I tried to apply it on a show the other day, and the file came up as corrupted. Where is it? Here it is. Yeah, corrupted. Oh, what a shame. Anyway, okay, all right. Let me see what else I've got on George Bush. I got lots of them.
We'll hear a couple anyways. More, and then we'll move on to someone.
Yeah, sure, that's okay. Oh, look, here's one. When here's a prediction I made that we would move into Baghdad based on this reversal.
We'll help that nation to build a just government after decades of brutal dictatorship. The form and leadership of that government is for the Iraqi people to choose.
And here he says, we will sit in Baghdad.
We will sit in Baghdad.
And of course they did. They moved right into Baghdad. Okay. So, let me see. I'll play one more on George Bush. Oh, here's an interesting one. This is a Big Brother reversal.
Retirement security also depends upon keeping the commitments of Social Security, and we will. We must make Social Security financially stable and allow personal retirement accounts for younger workers who choose them.
And he says, and America wants her file on it.
And America wants her file on it. And America wants her file on it.
In other words, correlating all this information, Social Security, retirement, you know, just add it all to the big database in the sky.
Yeah, wow, those are great. I was looking on your online list and I saw a couple of fun ones. A blast from the past here, Casey Anthony. I remember that chick. What do we got from Casey Anthony?
Oh, now I know I've got a file on her.
Now, for those in the audience that don't remember, I don't know. This was like early 2000s, I believe. Early 2000s, maybe. And it was a young lady who was on trial for the murder of her daughter, her young daughter.
Casey Anthony, here it is. Yeah. Okay. Oh, this will bring it. Oh, wow. Okay. Oh, gee, look at these reversals. I haven't looked at these in years. Okay.
Yeah, I thought she'd be a fun one.
Okay, here's one.
You know, I'm just curious if anything has changed as far as too much trust and all those type of things.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, as far as I'm concerned here, I don't really know on that level.
And she says, hold out on that porn dealer.
Hold out on the porn dealer.
Hold out on the porn dealer.
Not very clear.
Hold out on the porn dealer.
And then we've got this one.
Casey, don't waste your call.
No.
Scream and holler at me.
Waste my call sitting in the jail.
Okay. Boys did this. Warn me against the law.
Boys did this. Warn me against the law.
Boys did this. Warn me against the law.
I think that she was involved in some shady dealing. Porn dealers, sex trade, someone else killed the kid, and she was, I don't know, blackmail, bribe, whatever they call it. I don't know.
Yeah. I see another fun one. You've got Queen Elizabeth on here. What do you got from old Queenie?
Queen Elizabeth. Okay. All right. Let me see what I've got on her. I got quite a few on her, actually. Queen Elizabeth. Okay, here she is talking about the death of Diana. There we go.
This week at Balmoral, we have all been trying to help William and Harry come to terms with the devastating loss that they and the rest of us have suffered.
And this one says, the fuss will serve us.
The fuss will serve us.
Your fast service.
In other words, you know, they will benefit from all of this, okay? And here she is talking about Di's death again.
I, for one, believe there are lessons to be drawn from her life and from the extraordinary and moving reaction to her death.
And here she says, sell her, feel it now.
Sell her, feel it now.
That's internal dialogue. Yeah, she's got to sell the benefits of Princess Di, and she's trying to feel it, being honest about it. So there we go.
Well, while we're here, go ahead.
Here's one on Prince William I just saw quickly. Oh, listen to this.
Did you feel that you were given a break for a while? It didn't really matter, you know, whether they did in a way, because it was the enormity of the occasion. pressure and all eyes on, as it were.
I don't know what he's talking about, but he says, sympathy, I won't take it.
Sympathy, I won't take it.
That's actually quite clear. It's a little bit faint, though.
Yeah, that's so interesting. I see you have David Rockefeller on the list. What do we got from old Rockefeller?
Yes, I did have David Rockefeller on the list. Gee, you've been through my site, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, it's
These are really old ones. Wow. Oh, here's a funny one of David Rockefeller. How did he make his money?
When the Shah, for reasons that were not directly related to that incident or anything that was related to...
I'm not going to play all of it. It simply says, grow marijuana.
Grow marijuana.
Was he in the drug trade? I don't know. I thought that was interesting. Right. Interesting reversal.
What about Mark Zuckerberg? Let's hear some old Zuck.
Oh, Zuckerberg. Yes, he's one nasty dude, Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
Let me see what year I've got him in.
He may Zuckerberg not be human, but that's a different story.
Oh, no, that's not the one I want. Okay, I've got another one, Zuckerberg, somewhere. Hang on, I'll find it. It was in 2018 I did him. Yes, here it is, 2018. Okay, let's start off with the coup de grace reversal. Here, we'll start off with the smoking gun.
So for that, we need to build AI systems that can go and identify a number of their fake account networks. And just last week, we traced back the Russian activity to specific fake account network.
It's the CIA Lord within you.
What's the CIA Lord within you?
What's the CIA Lord within you? What's the CIA Lord within you?
So that tells me that the Facebook is a CIA front.
It's the CIA something in you, if for sure, I heard. Yeah, that's crazy. Wow.
Yeah, that's how I would interpret that one. Well, here he is talking about the people's data being safe.
And you commit today that Facebook will extend the same protections to Americans that European users will receive under the GDPR.
Yes, Congressman. We believe that everyone around the world deserves good privacy controls.
And here he says, they're not safe.
They're not safe.
They're not safe. They're not safe.
So your data is not safe with Facebook, okay? The privacy controls is an illusion. So, and why? I'll play one more reversal and then I'll move on to someone else.
We've limited it, so now people can only bring their data when they go to an app. But that's something that a lot of people do on a day-to-day basis is sign into apps and websites with Facebook, and that's something that we're going to...
And he says, spies in us.
Spies in us.
Spies in us. Spies in us.
So yeah. Facebook, as far as I'm concerned, is a front for CIA. It's they're using it to gather data. You know? It's a massive data gathering adventure, according to Zuckerberg's reversal.
Yeah. Well, let's hear some more Donald Trump. He's always a fun one to hear.
Oh, yeah, Donald Trump. He's a fun one to hear. Hang on, let me go to my main file for that one. Donald Trump, lecture reversals. Trump. Okay, here's some Trump. Here he is on the campaign trail.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And he says, America, wake up.
America.
America.
Okay. That's a pretty congruent type of reversal. That's what he was all about, really, wasn't it? So, here he's talking about Barack Obama. This is a little, I call this an open mic moment.
Come on, we'll sign a couple of things.
He's just finished talking about Obama, and he says, and he's a fucking asshole. You hear that?
Yes, I hear that one. Wow.
That's pretty clear.
Now, do you have any for good old Obama there?
Obama. Oh, yeah, I got a few on Obama. Let me have a look. Obama. Okay. Obama. Got quite a few, actually. All right, here's one. I don't know what this is about.
Tonight, I'd like to lay out for you what our battle plan is going forward. What we're doing to clean up the oil. What we're doing to help our neighbors in the Gulf.
All right, you're talking about oil spill. It says you'll fail. You'll fail. So I don't know what happened to the oil spill, but I gather from that reverse it wasn't cleaned up very quickly, is what I would gather from that one. Here he is talking about American freedom.
It's time to stand up and reach for what's possible. Because together, people who love their country can change it.
Okay. When he says people who love their country can change it, he says, but you fuck it up.
You're not good enough. You're smart.
I'm not making any comment on these people's politics. You can make your own decision. Right. I'm just playing the reversals, okay?
Yeah, that's great. Let's hear maybe one more Obama, and then what we can do is let's close on some of your favorites, or maybe some that are really pertinent to current events that you've been hearing lately.
Okay, one more on Obama. Okay, here we have.
Let us resolve as citizens to carry on the improbable experiment that began more than 200 years ago. Not simply declaring our principles, but living them here at home. Not simply celebrating our union, but always working to perfect it.
And when he says always working to protect it, he says backwards, I wreck it.
I wreck it. I wreck it.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. All right. Current reversals. Let me see. 2022. What have I got? I got Biden 2022. Let me have a quick through if there's any decent ones here. I've got quite a few on Biden. Gee, where do I go?
Take us to some of your favorite. That'd be good.
Oh, okay. My favorites. Okay. Don't have any great favorites on Biden from 2022. Let me look, see what else I got for 2022. Anthony Blinken. What have I got on him? Not much at all. Hang on. Quick as a flash. Yeah, I got a lot of stuff. 2022, I've been doing a lot of UFO stuff, actually.
Oh, that's great. My audience loved UFO. What we got for UFO stuff?
Oh, okay. All right. Well, listen, why don't I play you some reversals on Corey Good?
Okay. Oh, yes. Let's see. Please do. This is great. Okay. Oh, man.
Corey Good. Are you a Corey Good fan?
I am not a Corey Good. I am quite the opposite, sir. But, yeah, I'd love to hear this.
Well, then you'll like these reverses.
Great.
These ET groups, to avoid these cosmic laws, they'll incarnate as a human being, forget who and what they are, to go through the process of the genetic experiments that they're doing and not violate cosmic law.
Skill without con.
Skill without con.
He's pulling a skillful con.
Yes, the kids either from, gifted programs or a lot of the kids that have intuitive empath abilities, they like to pull people out of families.
We better fake it. Let me see. What else shall I say?
That's perfect.
Here's a nasty one.
But I'm not going off-world and having all of the meetings like I was when, 4 or 5 years ago when I was reporting a lot of this.
Soul, your cults needing evil. I believe he's got a cult-like following. People will defend him to the end. It's just a big con. Everything he says is a lie. Here's the last.
Well, what about one of his good friends there? Oh, go ahead.
Restore.
I was going to say his good friend David Wilcock, but we can hear this one first.
You want to hear that one first? Yeah, hang on. I'll just play. Yeah, hang on. This is the last one on Corey Good, and I'll do David Wilcott.
And they basically restored who he was, the ET consciousness. They restored it. So he looks like Gonzalez, but he acts like a completely different person. He is not the same person.
And he says, serve mess, the cons big.
Serve mess, the cons big.
But everything he's doing is a mess. It's all a big con.
You're right. That con does come up a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, it certainly does. Okay, David Wilcock. Yeah. Okay, here's the first one of David Wilcock.
And there is a substrate material that we're putting in that's based on graphene. And this allows us to make something called nanoconcrete. And nanoconcrete only requires sand.
In mock, it must scam it.
In mock, it must scam it.
In mock, it must scam it. In mock, it must scam it.
In other words, it's all a mock. It's all a joke. And he's just scamming. Here we got this one.
So that if there was a nuclear war, and if he wanted to be living in our underground base, we're going to build it, okay? We probably will end up doing that for the customers who would like that kind of facility, and we're going to do it where?
I'm near the Lucifer.
You'll meet the Lucifer.
You'll meet the Lucifer. You'll meet the Lucifer.
And,
wow.
I'll just play one more. Mm-hmm. Here we go.
And they're all essentially in the Christ consciousness, or they will have to go through that Christ awakening at some point. You know, in the Law of One, they talk very specifically about that our galaxy has a pattern of what they call archetypes.
And it says, jerk off, you know.
Jerk off, you know.
Jerk off, you know. Jerk off, you know.
He's just a big jerk. He's jerking off to all of this. He's pulling a scam.
Yeah.
You know, he's a dark individual. That's the army of the Lucifer. So,
wow. Well, do we have... Do we have anyone else in maybe the UFO community that we could close out on? Anyone that you all might right, feel maybe a little dishonest in the community?
I'll end with an honest one. How's all right. that?
Ah, that's good.
Okay, this is Whitley Strieber. Okay, let me see. Where's the one I want to play? Where is it? Well, I'll be bothered. I can't see it. Length of view. Okay. Let's just play a couple of them. Here we go.
And so he got some light sticks and various things, and began to make a place on the runway that indicated his willingness for them to land. And they came back. They came back a good deal.
And it says, look it, I make it.
Look it, I make it.
Look it, I make it. Look it, I make it.
I would interpret that as a congruent reversal. The one I'm looking for is about his family, which is just a wonderful reversal. Here it is. Here it is. He's talking about his family.
And then my son popped up. He was a teenager and said, well, you know, Dad, you really are the most embarrassing father in the world. And I thought, my God, he's right.
And he says, I found glow in their love.
Both have glow when they're love.
Both have glow when
wow.
they're love.
Both
have glow when they're love.
Isn't that a nice one, hey?
That is. Yeah, that was great. Well, David, this is fantastic. You have been doing fantastic work. And for those in the audience that want to find out more about you, pick up your books, what's the best way for them to do so?
Go to my website, reversespeech.com. All the links to my books and everything are there. I've written 10 books on reverse speech. If you want to know more about it, yep, go and pick up my books on my website, reversespeech.com. And if you're interested in therapy or anything with me, my email address is backwards. That's BACKWARDS, backwards at reversespeech.com.
Perfect. David, thank you so much. I'd definitely love to do this again sometime in the future. This was fantastic.
Sure, absolutely. I've got probably a million reversals on my computer, so I can keep you going for a long time.
Great, great. Well, then, until next time, everyone, have an excellent evening, and we'll talk again tomorrow. We'll see you then.